Illustrator Petr Horáček was born in Prague, but he's much better known in England, where he settled with his British wife and where he started to produce books for children. To this day, Petr Horáček has released over 24 books for the prestigious Walker Books publishing house, winning a number of awards. When I met with Petr Horáček during his short visit to Prague before Christmas, I first asked him whether he had always wanted to become an illustrator.
I had no idea what I actually wanted to do. I wanted to be a painter, I wanted to paint. And as a student, I used to do design and advertising posters and stuff like that. And when I moved over to England, I didn't know anybody. I had to start from beginning. And I was asked by a friend of mine if I would like to illustrate her story. And I never done it before. And I thought, well, I will have a go. The story wasn't very good, and my illustrations weren't very good either. But I enjoyed it, and I thought maybe I can try some writing, and that's how it all started.
And then you wrote your first book, I believe that was in 2001, Strawberries Are Red and What is Black and White.
Mm-hmm.
Did you already have a publisher?
Yeah, well, it's true that I published 2001, the first book, Strawberries Are Red. But before, I wrote a couple of books, made the mock-ups and sent them around, hoping that some publisher would say, that's great, come to see us. Walker Books, my publisher back in England, was the first one who actually called me and said, we like your pictures, we like the colors, come to see us. The first story which I actually tried to publish was about fly. And the fly was playing funny games in the book. One of the games was that the fly would sit in the fruit bowl. And because of the scale, because the fly was very small, all she could see was the red color. So the fly had to guess what fruit it's red, what fruit it's yellow. And every time you turn the page were shorter and shorter. And the pages were built up into color spectrum. And I showed them this idea. And the publisher liked the drawings. And they said, this is great. We would like to publish the book. So I was over the moon. But they said, we don't like the fly. Nobody will buy a book about fly. Let's do a book just about colors and fruit. And we did this book called Strawberries Are Red, and I published it at the same time with a book called What is Black and White, and I was very lucky because I got an award for it, Newcomer 2001, and this is how it all started.
This award that you mentioned, did it help you with sort of establishing your career?
Well, of course it helped, but I don't know, thinking back, my publisher thought, okay, there is some potential with him. Because really, the first books, whenever you publish anything, the first books often get unnoticed. But I then get another contract and another.
When you described this book, Strawberries Are Red, you said that the pages sort of gradually build up into the final image.
Mm-hmm.
So it's some of your books are really playful. How important is this for the children, do you think? And is the quality of books for the youngest readers important? Do they appreciate it?
I did about 15 of these so-called board books. They are for the very young age. And I'm taking them always very seriously. I think, really, a book like this, it's probably the first time that the child is confronted with fine art and with books. And I simply think that this is the way how children can learn to like books and like art, and of course colors are very important. I studied fine art, so for me colors are important, and the artwork as well. And I think it's not true that little children are silly, or you know, they don't deserve more than just pictures. They deserve story and a little bit more. So I always try quite hard, and being published by Walker Books, it's probably one of the best publishers in England who really care. They really spend time, and they do a great job.
Did you, as a kid, enjoy reading books?
I don't know about reading. I was, and I'm still, a very slow reader. But I always spent hours and hours looking at the pictures and doing drawings, and yes.
Do you remember what were your favorite books from childhood?
Well, we all grew up on Kubashta's books, kind of pop-up books with beautiful pictures, and you can pull it out and, you know, play with it. With the book forever, you know, it was great. So I remember his books, but I really like Josef Ladas, and not so much his books as his paintings. My grandfather, whenever he came to see us, he brought a postcard, maybe Christmas card, with kind of snowy landscape, and asked me to do a copy. So I grew up on copying the pictures of Josef Ladas, And to start with, I did it just to please him. But then I really, really liked to do it. And I use a flutter. I think it was very important when I was a little boy.
When you create your picture books or your board books, what comes first? Is it the picture or the text?
Well, it's always the pictures. I get an idea what the story will be about. I can see how I want to do the artwork. And maybe I do one picture, and the text, it's always the last thing. I don't consider myself to be exactly a writer. I do write the stories, of course, but I work with editors. People sometimes think that picture books, it's easy to write, especially in the format as it's published in England. There is very little text, but it takes very, very long time. For example, my latest book called Blue Penguin, it has about 15 versions. And the first one is very different from the final stage. So we've been working on the text maybe for a year before we decided, okay, that's how it is. And I had the permission to do the final artwork.
Have you been thinking of illustrating other people's books?
There was something I was asking for some time. I said to my publisher, I said, give me some good book to illustrate, because I'm always trying something new. And I thought it would be great to see if I'd be able to illustrate somebody's book. I did that in the past, but I wanted something I would really, really enjoy. And then I realized there was a very good writer, and she's a biologist. Her name is Nicola Davis. And she's a biologist and writer, really nice lady, and I like her work. And she always wanted to illustrate, do a book with me, which was brilliant. So they match us together, and this book will be published next November. It's called The First Book of Animal, and it was absolute dream work. I enjoyed it so much. I've been working on it for a year, exactly 1 year. I just finished last week.
Was it a challenge? Did you learn anything new about biology?
Definitely. I mean, the book, it's got about 60 double spreads. It's quite big. And there is very little text for each animal. And the way how we did the book, I could paint anything I wanted, use any material I wanted. So I had complete freedom. In fact, she even said, if you don't like any of these animals, we will replace it with the one you like. And I was never bored, really. It was really nice year for me.
What kind of material and what kind of medium do you actually use for your books?
Well, I use collage. I like to be quite messy, and using collage, it helps me to keep the picture tidy. So I usually use acrylics, wax crayons, watercolors, in fact, any material. I often get inspired by material, so I use anything which is lying around. And I also print, so I make monotypes. For example, if there's lots of leaves, I print out the leaves separately, and then I collage them into the pictures. Another thing which I think children might find inspiring, whenever I draw something and then I cut it out, I actually, you can see the line, the pencil line in it, and then I cut over it. So sometimes children can see how I did it. And I leave these things there. I think it's quite important as well. It's part of the artwork. I think it's okay to leave it there.
And apart from material, what else is a source of inspiration for you?
It could be anything, really. You know, I can go to see exhibition, could be abstract paintings, and maybe just good combinations of colors can trigger out some ideas. I get inspired by somebody else's work as well. I love, for example, looking at Jiří Šalamoun's work. You know, he's absolute hero of mine, and my work doesn't look anything like him, but I found him incredibly inspiring.
You said that you have just finished the first book of animals. What are you going to work on now?
This year I did another book, which will be published next spring. It's called The Greedy Goat. It's about a goat. And I don't have a contract for the next book, and I'm enjoying that so much. But my publisher already wants me to show them new ideas, so I will have to do that. I have some ideas. I have an idea about a tiger. I have little sketches, but I didn't show it to anybody yet because I don't want them to say, okay, when will you finish? You know, I just want to have a nice couple of weeks and maybe month without work, and then show them new ideas and see what will happen.